This section covers some of Jack's many skills.
We start with this. He was an expert on comedy.
Has the rare faculty of knowing what the people want and seeing that they get it.
Oh, Don, please. I didn't ask for an opinion. I've been a big radio star for 20 years. And when it comes to jokes, I know what I'm doing.
Certainly. Believe me, Ralph, when it comes to judging comedy, I'm seldom wrong.
Let it go, Jackson. You got too much talent to be a straight man.
Well, Jack, you ought to be able to do something. After all, you're the star of the show.
But, Don, it's not that easy. I don't sing. I don't dance. I've never done imitations.
Yes and no.
What do you mean, yes and no?
Yes, we have no bananas, and no, I wasn't surprised.
I ought to have my head examined. I've been doing comedy for 15 years, and I fall for a yes and no.
You just don't know comedy, that's all.
Jack makes assessments about situations.
What is the matter with those eggs?
The yolks were old.
Old yolks? Well, don't forget, this is a radio program. Is there, didn't think that was going to go that good. Is there anything else,
Now, as you may remember, last week, Mr. Homer J. Brightwig was found murdered in his den. He was shot several times. In fact, his chest looked like a well-patronized punchboard.
Boy, I'd have gotten a yell with that line. A yell.
Anyway, Alan should talk. With those wrinkles on his face, he looks like a convertible with the top halfway down. Those... I like that one myself, you know? And with those bags under his eyes, he looks like a short butcher peeping over 2 pounds of liver. I don't pull another one unless I top it, brother.
You don't think I'm the type of girl who lets herself get picked up by any guy in an auto?
I don't know. That's how you met me.
Well, Don, there's an old Chinese proverb that says, announcer who make joke about stomach and basin soon washed up. Another joke like that and I'll be washed up.
I bet I got one of the biggest laughs tonight. Now stop worrying about it.
Dennis, what happened?
Same as last year, our house burned down.
Oh, well, fortunately, your mother's a carpenter. Now, Don...
Now, Don!
Fu Manchu, Fu Manchu. They might have a May company in China, too. You know. Look, Mary, you... See, I'm hot tonight. Mary.
Jack comments on a small character getting laughs.
Oh, is that your car?
Yes.
Then we owe you an apology. We were using it to mow the lawn.
Well, leave the grass in. It'll make the seat softer.
Yeah. Of course, if Schiller's going to get those kind of laughs... Now, look, Mr. Schiller. Mr. Schiller.
Here is Eddie Cantor.
His sense of timing is the envy of every comedian in show business.
I know every famous saying in history and who said it.
All right, Jack, then tell me who said, give me liberty or give me death.
When I went to school, I was good in history. You know that, Mary? I knew everything there was to know about it.
All right, Jack, then tell me who said, give me liberty or give me death.
I was the smartest kid in school, too. You know, Mary, I knew more about history than any kid in my class. There wasn't a thing...
Then for heaven's sakes, tell me who said, give me liberty or give me death.
I don't know. He must have said it after I left school.
Now, look, kid, you know I'm generous, don't you? Well, anyway, I've always tried to...
Jack, you mean to say the only way you can get an audience is to have your producer go around hitting people on the head?
Well...
Gosh, and I always thought before we go on the air... That bong, bong, bong were chimes.
No.
No, Mary, that's three more coming in.
But it's a good thing we got in when we did. I was so hungry, I couldn't wait till I got home and had breakfast.
Well, Jack, why didn't you eat on the way in? They serve meals on the plane.
Yes, I know.
And there's no charge for them.
I was so... What? Oh, pardon me. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
I'm from TWA. Here's a sandwich and keep your big mouth shut.
Thank you.
The last time I'll ever ask him to help me out with anything.
Gee whiz, Jack, you don't expect Georgie to come over here and work for nothing, do you?
Well, why not? He's a friend of mine.
Well, would you work on his program for nothing?
I'm talking to Miss Livingston.
Well, would you?
That's Phil's question. Think of your own.
I've got one.
Shut up.
Such a little guy, I can't understand why I don't slug him.
You're a coward.
Oh, yes.
I understand they teach soldiers here to become airplane mechanics, panel instrument mechanics, and meteorologists.
Meteorologists? What does that mean, Jack?
And a great majority of the boys...
I am willing to let bygones be bygones. I know that you boys want more money, but... Gee, I even do it on the typewriter.
Here are clips where Jack discusses the timing.
Well, Gal, your brains don't exactly make it in par. Gotta wait for that one just a second.
Oh, you had him on a leash. How did it work out?
Well, not so good. We had trouble getting him in the restaurant.
Oh. Well, anyway, Andy, I envy you. I should have waited a little bit there. So...
You said it.
And on a rainy day, holy smoke.
What'd you say, kid?
On a rainy day, holy smoke.
I wanted them to hear that. I didn't want you to talk into the lab.
Well, just a minute. I want to rosin my bow here.
Oh, by all means do. Why be half safe?
Ready, now, I brought my own, I try to talk in so you wouldn't get such a big laugh. I brought my own,
Here is one of Jack's most famous acts of timing. In 1948, he did not appear on his own program for the first 16 minutes. Everyone else discussed Jack's birthday, including Polly the parrot.
Hello.
Well, hello, Polly.
Here I am all alone. Nobody cares.
Huh?
Nobody cares.
What are you talking about?
Today's my birthday.
Oh, my goodness, how can I be so stupid? I better go in the kitchen and fix things up right away. Excuse me, boss.
Rochester.
Just a minute, boss.
Rochester, what are you doing?
I'm putting a candle on a cracker. It's Polly's birthday.
Oh, it is, eh? Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Jack had several famous catchphrases. Here are some of them.
Wait a minute.
Turn that off. Here, turn it off.
And Rochester, put this $2 in the same envelope with the pawn ticket.
$2? Is that all the pawnbroker gave me for Polly?
I would have got more if she kept her mouth shut.
Stupid parrot.
It's a wonder it didn't thunder.
Now cut that out!
How much will you allow me on my car?
$3.
But this car...
There is no use arguing. This thing is without a doubt the oldest, worst, most beat up piece of junk I have ever seen.
What?
During Jack's lifetime, some people said he was not skilled at improvising comedy.
Say, that's cute. And people say I need writers.
Jack, I'm calling from a bookstore, and I thought I'd get you something to read on the train.
Oh, good. Now, that's sweet. What are you getting me?
A book of epigrams and witty sayings.
Epigrams and witty sayings? What do I need with that?
Well, you may get into a conversation with someone. You know how lost you are without your writers.
Hey, I got a better idea. Why don't you and I ad-lib a little? You know, to and fro.
Oh, I'm fine, Phil.
Yes, sir. She's fit as a fiddle, and I'm her beau. Oh, Jackson, you blue-eyed buffoon, you. You're hot as a firecracker, and you started in as a punk. Hey, Phil, I certainly stole that one from you, didn't I?
Well, you stole it from somebody. I know you didn't ad-lib it.
Don't worry about me, brother. I can think pretty fast.
Oh, sure. You rode up and down in the elevator all day because you couldn't ad-lib the floor you wanted to get off at.
Here are examples of Jack One improvising.
Ha, ha, ha. My little cobra. Claudette Cobra. That I just put in here. It is nothing. It is what you call ad-lib, ad-lib.
Jack.
What? I ad-libbed that one in the middle there. I had ad-libbed for about 12 minutes. I had it written in there already. I wrote it in with pencil so you wouldn't know that.
What did she do?
Well, as long as she was up there, she painted the house.
Well, when a guy gives you the brush, I guess you must know. Well, Mary, who was that? Mary, you know you got to ad-lib once in a while.
But when I come on, I'm like a ray of sunshine, a breath of spring. Phil, if that's spring on your breath, I've never smelled a Scotch Ale. See, they know you. They didn't even let me finish the gag.
Turkeys were so expensive that when I started to dicker with the butcher, he got mad, handed me an egg, and said, "Here, take this home, sit on it, and hatch your own turkey." Smart aleck butcher. Turned out to be a duck. Days yet. Well, come on, kid. Gee, I hadn't lived that. Well, come on, kids.
Aren't the pants too tight for you, Andy?
Tight? I went out for some fresh air this morning, and when I bent over to tie my shoelace, I got it.
Well, the audience didn't, but let it go.
Someone says basic information, and Jack responds.
From Joe Hefner of Hamburg, New York.
Really?
Would you like a little cognac in your coffee?
I would, but have we got any cognac?
Yeah, I squeezed out that fruitcake you got for Christmas.
I'm glad you squeezed that joke out, finally. Probably weren't going to get it there for a minute. Well, good, good. That's my next line. Good, good.
Wait a minute, Don. I'll make it easier for him. Look, Phil, how many candles did you put on your baby's birthday cake?
63.
You put 63 candles on your kid's cake?
Why not? I can afford it.
Oh, yes, Alice is working. But, Phil, I don't care whether you can... At least my ad-lib gets something, you know.
The plural of octopus is not octopuses. It's octopi. You shouldn't be afraid of them. They're completely dumb, unintelligent creatures. They have no reasoning powers at all. They operate completely on instinct. Believe me, Rochester, they're more afraid of you than you are of them.
You sold me, boss, but who's going to sell the octopi?
You ever have octopi a la mode?
first thing I ever thought of. I just thought of it.
The original script said Phil was radio's answer to Gorgeous George. George was a flamboyant wrestler on television.
Hello, Phil. How's Encino's answer to It Pays to Be Ignorant? That's one he didn't know was in there. You know? We had another one written in. Wasn't nearly as funny.
Huh?
Oh, I'm fine, Dad.
Are you?
I can't understand why it keeps going up in price.
Well, Mr. Bailey, it's simple. In school, I studied international economics.
In school?
Yep.
Now, in school, I learned to pronounce economics.
Well, let me explain it to you.
Well, here we go. Uh-huh.
And because of the foreign market, I've been down at the studio dubbing in the lyrics in French, German, Spanish, Greek, Portuguese, and Italian.
Portuguese?
Yes.
You went to school with Rochester.
Same one.
Jack could become distracted on a busy show. Sometimes he asked someone to read their line again.
You know, Mr. Benny, for an outlaw, Jesse James was a very romantic figure, wasn't he?
What'd you say, Larry?
I said, for an outlaw, Jesse James was a very romantic figure, wasn't he?
You're right, kid.
Jack expressed himself.
You see, Mary? You see, you wouldn't listen to me, would you? You wouldn't listen to me, would you?
Oh, gingerbread. What's your language, huh?
Did you have a drink before you came home?
Yes, Father, a malted milk.
A malted milk, eh? Was there an egg in it?
Well, I...
Answer me, son! Was there an egg in it?
Well, at the very end of the program, Mary was supposed to say to me, Jack, how could you possibly hit a car that was up on a grease rack? That's all she was supposed to say. How could you possibly hit a car that was up on a grease rack?
Who's going to be the best man?
My mother. I had to talk. Mary, I told her not to talk. But I had to talk. Yeah, I told you not to, didn't I? Wasn't I right?
Huh?
Well, I wouldn't listen to it, would I?
Phil, I've been playing badminton with a turkey head for 2 years, and it looks better than you do. See, the way I shouted that gag, it should have got a bigger laugh.
Just a minute, please. Huh? Did you say like the swallows at Serrano?
Yes.
Well, where in the name of downbeat is Serrano?
Well, Serrano is a little town in Italy.
Well, what are the swallows doing in Italy?
Oh, for heaven's sake, everybody picks on that.
Well, answer me. What are the swallows doing in Italy?
Look, mister, if a man can wade around in a swamp for 20 years yelling, Chloe, I can have the swallows make one lousy trip to Italy.
I'm out of breath. Now listen to the rest of this song.